flaw. I don't know what that word is. Flaw. For all of our regular. Mahalo.
Falalala. Falafel.
For all of our regular listeners, you'll know what that Don Messer tune stands for. That's right. It's time for Meanwhile Back in the Farm with Grant Marshall. We're losing a generation of respect, integrity, and honor, a generation who were not afraid of hard work and sacrifice, and my dad is that generation. Growing up on the farm taught Grant Marshall more about life than Google, so I thought it might be time to pay attention to that generation. Ladies and gentlemen, and all the interns in the room, please put your hands together for the one and only Grant Marshall!
Woohoo! That's quite an introduction, Drew.
Welcome back, Dad.
Hi, welcome back to yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice to get you back after 2 or 3 weeks away, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was, just round up. So a highlight for me on the trip was walking into a little pub in Edinburgh and going into the back room, and there were guys playing a variety of instruments, some Celtic music, and then I sent a message to your wife, and I said, Mary Lou, can you ask Dad about the songs that he used to square dance call, and you shouted out a little request, and then I videoed them playing the song, and Dad, the technology, come on, technology.
And they played the song.
Yeah.
It was quite a feat, and it spanned many, many miles.
Would you say that you have more of a love affair with Ireland or Scotland, Mr. Marshall?
Oh, I think it's Ireland, Drew. Yeah. I think our ancestors come from Ireland.
But did we not come from Scotland first?
Oh, yes, we did, yes. The end of the 1600s, we immigrated from Scotland down to Ireland, and Northern Ireland, of course, and that's where we belong. And then in the potato famine, some of our ancestors, mine and yours, came out this way.
And then you went to the land of potatoes known as Mono.
Mono, yes.
Mono Center, not mono, that's a disease. Mono Center, just north of Toronto, where it's good potato land there, by golly.
Yes, by golly it is. And it's a nice sandy loam.
I'm sorry, it's a what?
Sandy loam.
I knew her. I used to date her.
Yeah. Well, you probably did. But that's what they call the earth up there.
Now, Dad, this time of year on the farm, the winter would be creeping in. Did you ever get caught by early winter and you didn't get enough stuff done before the winter came on the farm?
Yes, once in a while. The implements wouldn't have been put in the driving shed and they were still out. So once in a while, an early storm, but the snow never lasted, really, and it all melted and...
Yeah.
But once in a while we got caught, but for the most part the cattle were in and everything was bedded down for the winter.
Yeah. Now you said implements. Give me an example of, and our listeners, because of course I know all the names of the implements. Tell us about the implements.
Knife, fork.
Well, first of all, it's the cedar. The cedar plants the seed in the soil, two-wheeled with a seed box and it has a fertilizer attachment. And then there's another outfit called the cultivator, which you would go over and cultivate, break up the soil. And then if there was too many lumps, you would harrow. You had a harrow with steel spikes, and you'd drag it across the field, and it would smooth the bumps out, and then you could plant the seed, and eventually you would have a harvest.
Yes. Yes, but not 5 acres of potatoes, only once.
No, no, that was a mistake.
Do you remember Dad telling that story, Tim, when his dad, my grandfather, decided to plant more potatoes, and they planted 5 acres, and then they had to harvest that, and Dad, at the end of that harvest, he couldn't eat a potato for about 10 years.
No.
He was so sick of potatoes. Well, and it's not potato, it's potato.
He just picked potatoes, and then it was getting cold.
Yeah.
And, of course, the potatoes had to be brought into the barn, where they'd freeze. And
Now,
what a job.
For whatever reason, Dad, I seem to be fixated on the outdoor bathroom scenario of, living on the farm. And in the wintertime, what was the journey like out to the outhouse?
Well, it was a quick one. It was,
it was a quick one.
You wanted to make sure you were going to do what you had to do.
Get her done.
Get it done and back in. But it was a journey that had to be made.
Yes, yes. But did you ever use the porcelain pots inside the house?
I don't recall we ever did. No.
Because you didn't have a pot to...
No, I guess we didn't. That was a generation before me, I think.
Right. Oh, yeah, you guys were living high because you had the outdoor.
That's right. Yeah. We called it the shanty.
The shanty. Isn't that a drink?
Yeah.
There's a letter in there.
Dad, now next week is a special. There's a special day.
Of course
day
it is. Of course.
It would be. Oh, yeah. It would be the before Christmas. The birthday of Drew Marshall.
That's right.
And my daughter Jessica Marshall.
Yes, they both happened on November the 30th. A few years apart, of course.
Yes. I want to talk about the adoption experience. Okay,
well,
so you and Mom had a girl, a daughter. Her name's Karen. And then 7 years later, you adopted me. So I'm assuming because of that big gap, for whatever reason, things didn't happen.
No, they didn't happen. And the years went on, and really, Drew, I had it in my. We weren't going to adopt, but I had the notion, and rightly so. I just wanted a son. And we did too. And of course, through the Children's Aid, we made an application and tried to adopt. And so they take the information, of course. And first along came some that would seem to fit our situation. But the little one was a girl.
Oh, well, that's not good.
Oh, that's not good. So, it's all right, Mr. Marshall. We'll just wait. And unbeknownst, on the 30th of November, you were born, and you became our son.
Well, I'm very...
Just as simple as that.
Was it a hand-wringing kind of experience? Were you just waiting and waiting and waiting, and was it stressful? And then, of course, there's the unknown factor. You could have got a complete nut job as a kid.
Well, we lucked in. You came to us when you were about 8 days old, set you down on the kitchen table, lay you down on the kitchen table, and the three of us, Karen included, had a look at you, and you were all there, and there you go. So, but there was a 3 month period where, your maternal mother could have, and that was kind of the stressful time.
Oh, where she could take me back.
That's right. So in March of the next year came along, that didn't happen. So you were ours.
Yeah. Well,
and you're ours today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. Sure.
I appreciate that. Well, Dad, as always, it's always a pleasure to chat with you on the show. And again, this segment kind of came about as a result of my dad having these great stories of being back in the farm. My dad's got incredible stories, but I knew he's not going to write them down, and he's not going to get one of those recording machines and talk into them. So I thought, I have to record these stories forever. Let's get them on the show. So we turned this into a little segment called Meanwhile Back in the Farm with my dad, Grant Marshall, and it is the most popular segment on the show. And I think it all started, your popularity began when you told the story about how to decompose the poop in the outdoor pooper.
Oh, yes,
by chopping
story.
Putting a dead chicken in.
That'll haunt me for a long time. But I'm very proud of what you do, and I'm glad you're doing this little segment, and I enjoy. And then we'll see you for the birthday, and the holidays are coming and all the rest of it.
I look forward to seeing you very soon, Dad. I love you very much.
I love you, too. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Grant Marshall on the Drew Marshall Show with little Don Messer in the background.
Dropping a chicken in the shanty.
I wasn't quite sure where you were going there.
No, and it sounds pleasant now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Could I have a chicken shanty, please? Well, there's a little waltz. Let's hear Don Messer. Oh, yeah. I remember dancing with my mom like this. In the
counting?
And counting. Totally counting.
Me too, yeah.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Yeah, it's awkward.